BBC News for Jerry Smith. Libyan jihadists, who say they're allied with Islamic State militants, have posted a video online purporting to show the killing of at least 10 Egyptian Coptic Christians. It appears they were killed only because of their religion. 21 Copts are known to be missing in Libya. Sebastian Usher reports.
The video confirms what had already been feared after the latest edition of the IS English language magazine Dabiq showed the Egyptian workers being marched along a beach in orange jumpsuits and then kneeling with masked militants behind them. Describing them as Coptic crusaders, IS made clear this was an attack on Egyptian Copts and other Christians. The appearance of those images led relatives of the men to protest in Cairo, demanding action from the Egyptian president Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Egypt has tried to deter its citizens from going to work in Libya, but thousands are still drawn there because they can find work unavailable at home.
The leaders of France and Germany have said they're satisfied the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine is being broadly observed. Witnesses say in most areas there's an uneasy calm, the one exception being around the town of Debaltseve. Ian Paddell, who travelled to an area close to Debaltseve today, sent this report.
This is day one of the ceasefire and it appears to have been largely holding in many parts, but we've heard the distinct sound of artillery shells being fired. It's difficult to ascertain from which side, but my best guess would be it's actually from both.
The mining town of Ugyegorsk is testament to the ferocity of a war about identity and sovereignty. It's also just 20 minutes drive from the strategic town of Debaltseve, which both sides have been fighting over. Rebel leaders say they'll stick to the ceasefire in most places, but not here, an area they insist isn't covered by the peace deal.
A rescue operation is underway in the Mediterranean, where the Italian Coast Guard is trying to save more than 1,000 migrants stranded on boats south of the island of Lampedusa. A spokesman said so far more than 130 people have been rescued. Last week, more than 300 migrants died at sea. The man suspected of killing two people in a shooting spree in Denmark has been named as Omar El Hussein. Police say he was 22 years old and had a history of gang-related violence. Malcolm Brabant reports.
El Hussein had a criminal record for dealing in weapons and for violence. He'd only just left prison. He was also said to be a gang member. What's not clear yet is where El Hussein became radicalized, but leading police officers have recently warned about the growing relationship between extreme Islamists and members of gangs who operate in the dark underbelly of Copenhagen and other inner-city areas. Police want to discover what drove a young man born in Copenhagen to revile Danish society to the extent that he would attempt to commit mass murder.
World News from the BBC. A Jewish cemetery in eastern France has been the target of what the authorities say is an anti-Semitic attack. Hundreds of tombstones were knocked down and desecrated at the graveyard in Saint-Union. The government called it a despicable act and an insult to the memory of the dead, and said the country would not tolerate such an infringement of the values all French people share. Supporters of the new Greek government have staged rallies across Europe ahead of tomorrow's EU meeting, where the radical left-wing administration is hoping to renegotiate its bailout deal. A sizable crowd took part in the rally in Paris, but in many of the creditor nations, participants were thin on the ground. Many more turned out to support the rally in Athens, from where Mark Lowen reports.
This is becoming a regular occurrence, a huge pro-government rally in central Athens, this time to coincide with Monday's meeting of Eurozone finance ministers in Brussels, aiming to reach a deal on Greece's bailout. The Greek government wants an end to austerity and a so-called bridge loan with Brussels until new reforms are agreed. But there's widespread opposition in the EU to a change of rules for Greece. The message here on the street is they've given a big mandate to their government and they won't be silenced.
Mark Lowen reporting. Syrian government forces backed by Hezbollah are continuing a big offensive to try to win back territory from rebels in the south of the country. Syrian state media claims that government forces have inflicted heavy losses on rebel fighters in the region around the city of Daraa. A Palestinian rap group has threatened legal action after the right-wing Likud party of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used its music in an election campaign advertisement. The group Torabia said Likud was also endangering their lives by associating them with Islamic State militants. BBC News.